Recorded Books and RB Digital present Vendetta by Iris Johansson, narrated by Elizabeth Rogers. Chapter 1. Woodstock, Montana. Carl Venable, head of the CIA Task Force on Terrorism, was not often out in the field, and even less often in physical danger. But now, he was missing. And he was the one man who couldn't be left behind. And damn it, there was no way Jude Brandon was going to have that happen. "They're coming, Brandon!" Nate was skidding down the slope toward him as he came out of the forest. "Just over the ridge! I told you that you couldn't keep searching! Get on a damn helicopter! They'll be here in minutes!" "How many minutes?" 15, maybe." "Did you see Venable?" Brandon asked. "Did you see him, Nate?"
"I saw him."
Nate jumped into the cockpit of the helicopter.
"We've got to get out of here. 20 or 30 of Huber's men are heading for that cabin. It's too late. We don't have a chance of retrieving him."
"The hell we don't."
Brandon was already heading back up the hill.
"We've got to get him out of here. He has a damn target on his back. You know what they'll do to him if they get their hands on him. Be ready to take off when I get back."
"It's no use, damn it!"
Brandon could hear Nate cursing behind him. Screw it. 15 minutes could be a long time. Nate should have gotten Venable out when he saw him. It wasn't like him to leave a job undone. 3 minutes later, he was at the cabin. A minute later, he'd checked out the exterior of the grounds and determined it was clear. But Venable had not been anywhere in sight, and Nate had said he'd seen him. Brandon threw open the door, dived in, and rolled to the left.